Thomas Bewick was born in August 1753 at Cherryburn in the parish of Ovingham, Northumberland. His parents were the tenants of a small 8-acre farm with an adjacent colliery, and Thomas, being the eldest of 8 children, was expected to help with the chores. His love of the surrounding countryside and close experience of the natural world were to have considerable influence on his later work. Thomas was a reluctant pupil at the local school in the nearby village of Ovingham, and he often amused himself by sketching in the margins of his books. His artistic skill developed at the age of 14, and he was apprenticed to Ralph Bielby, the owner of an engraving business in Newcastle. During his 7-year apprenticeship, he was instructed in all the skills of engraving business, but his talent for wood engraving was soon recognised. On completing his apprenticeship, Thomas spent some time away from Northumberland in Scotland and London, but he returned to Newcastle and by 1777 was in partnership with his former teacher, Ralph Bielby. The engraving business of Bielby and Bewick flourished, and over the years a number of talented apprentices worked under Bewick, although he was evidently not the easiest man to work with. The output of the workshop was general and varied, with work being carried out on printing banknotes, bill heads, and labels for local manufacturers, as well as illustrations for numerous publications. By 1790, Bewick's own book, A General History of Quadrupeds, was published, followed by A History of British Birds in 2 volumes, published in 1797 and 1804, respectively. The partnership of Bielby and Bewick ended acrimoniously in January 1798, and Bewick retained the engraving business. In 1812, Bewick suffered a long illness, and it was during that time that he determined, if I ever recover, to go with a publication of Aesop's Fables. I had presented to my recollection almost everything that had passed through life, both what I had done and what I had left undone. I could not, however, help regretting that I had not published a book similar to Croxall's Aesop's Fables, as I have always intended to do. Once Bewick was fit enough, he began to work, but it took 6 years to complete, held up by his ill health and all the other work of the firm. The first edition finally went to press on the 1st of October 1818. Unfortunately, the quality of the work was a disappointment to Bewick and his public, though copies sold well. There were 2 editions. The first edition was published in 1818 and the second in 1823. Thomas Bewick was a celebrity in his own lifetime, and the interest in his life and works continued long after his death. When Isabella, the last surviving member of Bewick's 4 children, died, the wealth of watercolour and pencil drawings, woodblocks and engravings, which had been collected over many years, were dispersed. One of the collectors of Bewick's memorabilia was John William Pease, who bequeathed his collection to Newcastle Libraries on his death in 1901. This collection, known as the Pease Collection, is still housed at the City Library and will be given pride of place as part of the Newcastle Collection in the brand new City Library, which is due to open in Newcastle in the summer of 2009.